Doon sa inawit natin, give the winds a mighty voice, Jesus saves, Jesus saves, let the nations now rejoice, Jesus saves. Naniniwala tayo sa at ayon sa pangako ng salita ng Diyos na darating ang araw na lahat ng mga lahi, lahat ng mga bansa ay magagalak sa katotohanan na yan na si Jesus ang nagliligtas. Pero sa ngayon, hindi pa nangyayari yan, kundi nasa panahon tayo ng misyon kung saan ating dinadala ang mensahe ng pagliligtas ni Jesus sa lahat. At para maging marunong tayo sa pagdadala ng mensahe, isang bagay na kailangan ay alamin natin yung mga paniniwala, relihiyon na mga pinatotohanan natin ng mensahe ng Ebanghelyo. And that is the purpose of this series, Knowing Your Neighbor's Gods. Inaalam natin yung mga bagay na pinaniniwalaan ng ating mga kapitbansa dito sa Asia, and we made this to stand on the biblical teaching that every religion has something in it that is a quest for God on the one hand, and then a flight from God on the other hand. Kaya lahat yan ay totoo sa mga reliyon. Hahanapin natin sa anumang reliyon, alin doon ang elemento o sangkap ng paghahanap sa Diyos at ano naman doon yung sangkap ng pagtakas sa Diyos. Every religion is composed of these two directions, opposite directions ng paniniwala. Ang titingnan natin ngayon ay tinatawag na Taoism. That's the word Tao in Chinese character. Akala ko nung una ko ma-encounter yan nung bata pa ako sa social studies, Taoism ay pagsamba ng tao. Hindi, Tao means the way. So I called it the religion of the way. This is malaganap ito sa China, sa Taiwan, marami sa Taiwan, sa Vietnam and sa Korea, malaganap ang relihiyon na ito, at masasabi natin na milyon-milyon ang kumikilala nito, bukod pa of course because of migration as well as communication technology ay lumaganap ta rin ito internationally. So the Tao means the way. Now even Confucians and Buddhists have their idea of the Tao. However, in Taoism, the Tao is not simply the way. It has been pushed back to the very source of all things. So meron ditong something of deity sa kanilang understanding ng the Tao. So yan ay malaganap, at ang mga uri ng this is an example of a Taoist temple. This is the Dai Temple in Mount Tai in China, built in 1489, one of the holiest mountains in China. And then this one is in Beijing, known as Baiyun, otherwise known as the White Cloud Monastery. Diyan nagsasanay ang mga Taoist priests. This is a Taoist temple in Taiwan. And you have there yung mga kanilang mga incense as well as images. At kung kayo sumasakay ng LRT, makikita nyo yan sa 5th Avenue ng LRT station sa Caloocan. Ito ay ginawa ng mga Chinese community at yan ay isang Taoist temple. Kaya may presence dito sa ating bansa ng Taoism because of the Chinese population. At kung sinasabi mo pa rin na talagang wala akong alam sa Taoism, I'm sure you have encountered this universal sign known to the whole world. Okay, the yin-yang. So yan yung yin-yang na the way the Taoists and of course even other religions such as Confucianists and Buddhists, the idea of the yin-yang is that life is a constant struggle of polar opposites. Laging may mga magkakabilang panig ang lahat ng bagay, and this is represented by the yin-yang, the yin represented by the black color and the yang by the white color. And of course, you're familiar with this. What flag is that? South Korea. So makikita niyo yung yin-yang sa kanilang flag. And other countries also, makikita natin yan. So Kahit sabihin natin, hindi ako familiar sa Taoism, you see their signs everywhere. And Taoists are well represented in Asia, kaya hindi malayo na kung ikaw ay papasok sa isang international university or mapasyal ka sa ilang Asian countries, you will encounter Taoists, and Taoism is recognized in China today as one of the five major religions in the mainland China, and the most number that is professed in Taiwan. So, tingnan natin ang kasaysayan nitong Taoism. Taoism was first a philosophy before it became a full-blown religion. Sa philosophy, ang tinuturing na pangunahing may pasimuno ay ang philosopher na si Lao Tzu. In other ways of spelling ay Lao Tzu, meaning old master, and this is a stone statue on Qingyuan Mountain, Fujian Province. Ang taas niya ay 5.1 meters. This was carved in one piece from a rock during the Song Dynasty, which was natapos noong 1279. So, yan si Lao Tzu na itinuturing na siyang founder philosophically ng pilosopiya ng Taoism bago ito naging talagang reliyon. So, ito'y pilosopiya. At si Lao, there are historians who, by the way, question the actual existence of Lao Tzu. Kaya may question mark dyan. But of course, for Taoists, he was a real person who existed. And ang pangunahing na-attribute sa kanya ay itong kanilang scripture. Yan ang Tao Te Ching. So yan yung kanilang scripture na ina-attribute kay Lao Tzu. Tao Te Ching means virtue of the way. And this is a collection of wisdom sayings and commentaries passed down orally. And again, there's a question whether he actually wrote these sayings. More likely, this was passed down orally at nakolekta na lang later on at ina-attribute dito kay Lao Tzu. So yan ng Tao Te Ching. This is the opening verse of Tao Te Ching, well known to many. The way that can be followed is not a true way. The name that can be spoken is not a true name. So there's the idea of mystery. Kapag mababanggit mo, hindi pa yan ang totoo. Sa kanila, mahalaga yung something that is profound, something that is mysterious. So if you can define it yourself, then it must be not the truth. There must be something profound and mysterious if it is of the truth. So that's the idea of this opening verse of the Tao Te Ching. Then the second main founder or philosopher of Taoism is Zhuangzi. Zhuangzi, 4th century before the Common Era, is credited with scripture which is named after him. So ito yung scripture. So named after the philosopher himself, Zhuangzi. Now, in contrast with the Tao Te Ching, the Zhuangzi is a collection of stories, and many of them humor, jokes. At itong si Zhuangzi ay considered one of the complex personalities of ancient philosophy, and very entertaining yung kanyang mga collection. Halimbawa niyan ay kaya madalas siyang i-depict in cartoon because sa kanyang maraming sarcasm and jokes. So kita niyo isa riyan, some people are born with 6 toes on 1 foot. So maraming ganyan sa kanyang scripture na Zhuangzi. So it takes language to its limit through stories and jokes. So these two philosophers, si Lao Tzu and Zhuangzi, are the two main philosophers as far as the philosophy of Taoism is concerned. But what pushed Taoism into a full-blown religion is credited to another person, and that's Zhang Daoling. Zhang Daoling is 2nd century AD, or the common way of putting it is common era, he turned the Taoist philosophy into a full religion. He was a healer in the shaman tradition. Alam niyo, shamanism is the belief that gods have incarnated into human forms at isa siya sa mga itinuturing na ganun. One of his claims was that he had a revelatory encounter, a mystical encounter with Lao Tzu. So, tandaan natin, Lao Tzu was 6th century BCE. Si Zhang Daoling ay 2nd century CE. So, they are separated by some 800 years. But Zhang Daoling claims an encounter with Lao Tzu, who gave him power to use his teachings to bind evil forces and to heal. And he claimed the key to immortality and the power of the scripture Tao Te Ching against evil. So ito ngayon ang mga key personalities ng Taoism. Two were responsible for the philosophy, and finally Zhang Daoling responsible for forming it into a religion. So ano ngayon ang mga beliefs at practices ng Taoism? Well, from their idea of the yin-yang ay makikita natin yung idea ng balance. The important thing as far as Taoism is concerned is maintain the balance of the way, the Tao, through controlling and influencing the forces of yin and yang, exorcising evil spirits, and seeking immortality. So tingnan natin yung mga emphasis nila. Ay una, there is the whole existence is balance. Again, by the idea of the yin-yang. All are to be explained in terms of the struggle of opposites. And in order for there not to be any imbalance, huwag kang mapunta sa isang panig lang. So when they put that in matters of ethics or morality, ay neither too poor nor too rich, neither too much of this or too much of that, just maintain the balance. The Tao is the primal source of all unity and existence. So nagkakaroon lang, umiira lang yung Tao, yung kanilang idea ng ultimate source when there is the balance of the twin forces of yin and yang. Laging nag-i-struggle yan sa iba't ibang manifestations. Yun na nga, poverty, excessive wealth, or in terms of personalities, and they need to balance these two forces. The interaction of yin and yang gives rise to the forces that animate all life, and it is humanity that is tasked to balance that. Otherwise, kung hindi mabalance ng sangkatauhan, eh dyan papasok yung iba't ibang mga vices, including para sa kanila ay mga evil spirits. So they give place to the influence of evil spirits. When we fail to balance the yin and yang of life, evil spirits are given entry into life. Pumapasok yung mga masasamang espiritu sa buhay kapag hindi na balanse ang yin and yang. So the imbalance is the evil of life, and what we need is balance. And also they are seeking for immortality. Immortality depicted by this meditation form which connects to the immortal. So that depicts the goal of immortality in Taoism. And life, on the other hand, is about following the Tao, nature's path. So, paghahanap nila ng immortality, here is a popular book by Eva Wong, The Tao of Health, Longevity, and Immortality. So, makikita nyo yung kanilang hinahanap sa buhay ng tao ay health. And Taoists, by the way, are very emphatic on the need for diet because they are emphatic on the need for health, health, longevity, and next to longevity is immortality. Kaya yan ang gusto nilang goal sa buhay. Meanwhile, while you have not achieved immortality, You are to follow the Tao, nature's path. And one of the important tasks of life is to combat evil spirits. So the key to living for them is naturalness. Kung everything is balanced as maintained by the Tao, the way to maintain that balance is just follow nature. Go along the flow. Makianod ka sa agos. So yan yung sinasabi nila. Follow the course of nature. And therefore to them, one vice that must be avoided is imposing your will on others. Hayaan mo lang sila. Kung yun ang nature nila, then let them be. Do not impose your will on others. The moment you impose your will on others, sa simulang magpilit ka ng iba, eh nawawala na yung natural course para sa kanila. So para sa kanila, yun ang evil. Kaya one thing about the Taoists ay isang naging problema ito ng communist China ay they prefer yung sa economics ay tinatawag na laissez-faire, free enterprise, which in the early period of communism was of course para sa kanila ay masama. Sa Taoists, they are natural free enterprisers dahil nga you let people do their thing. Go with the flow. Be natural. So that's the key of life. Naturalness. Don't impose your will on others. And then there are forces of evil spirits which can break through to harm man when you don't maintain the balance of life. And in order to restrain these evils, maraming gawain ang Taoist at paborito nila ay mga charms. They represent immortality, by the way, by one of their favorite mythical animals, the dragon. At yan, sumasakay sa dragon, yung mga immortal spirits. But on the other hand, your problem in life is when evil spirits are given entry, kapag nakapasok sa buhay mo, ang mga masasamang espiritu, kaya may mga paraan sila at mahilig sila sa mga charms. This is a Taoist necklace at marami sila niyan. This is only an example. They want charms. What's charm? Anting-anting. Mga agimat. Yan, mahilig sila sa mga ganyan. Kaya pag pumunta ka sa mga Taoist markets or temples, you will be offered sari-saring mga agimat at mga charms in order to drive away evils. Eh, marami rin tayong ganyang pamahiin, di ba? Sa mga Pilipino rin. Pabasbas mo sa pare, parang may kapangyarihan na yung palaspas o yung rosario. We must avoid all these superstitions. Remember, the power is in the work of the Holy Spirit, not in some material thing. Yan man ay binasbasan, pinanalangin. Kapag nagsimula tayo mag-isip na ang kapangyarihan ay nasa isang bagay, pamahiin na yun, superstition na yun. Pero ganyan ang maraming relihiyon. And Taoism is one of the most emphatic on the need for charms, rituals, chants, formulas. In fact, there is a charm to be recited or ingested for almost any problem. Kung meron kang problema ng sakit, may charm sila para dyan. Kung may problema ka sa negosyo, meron silang charm para dyan. At sa iba't ibang problema ng buhay, merong formula, mahika, agimat o anting-anting na nakalaan para dyan. At makikita natin dyan yung kabulagan, yung pamahiin na umaasa sa mga ganyang bagay. We don't believe in charms. And on the other hand, isang bagay naman na mabuti sa Taoism, and makikita natin to sa mga Chinese virtue, especially sa negosyo, there is the ethical cultural virtue of Taoism, which is achievement of the great through small means. So kaya nila magsimula sa mga maliliit na bagay. Makikita mo yan sa mga negosyo pag Pinoy, big opening agad. Pasiklab, yan ang virtue natin. Magpasiklab ka. Mga Chinese, mapapansin nyo, they start with the small. And the small thing is the means step by step. Di ba? May Chinese saying na you walk 1 mile by the first step. Mararating mo yung 1 milya. Ang Pinoy, gusto tumalun agad, lundag ka agad. Ang mga Chinese, from their Taoist beginnings, ay small steps. Because, again, the natural course. You follow and go along the flow. So, what then can we say of Taoism as far as it is a religion? Well, ilang bagay yung gusto kong makita natin dito. Makikita natin that Taoism recognizes nature but fails to see its true source and goal. Ang masasabi natin sa Taoism represented by the yin-yang is yung tinatawag sa philosophy na dualism. Ano yung dualism? That existence is necessarily of opposites. Just as good exists eternally, so does evil. Yan ang kalalabasan ng dualism. Everything exists by opposites. We do not believe that. We believe that there was a time when God alone existed. No evil, only God, until God purposed to create. And man fell into sin. That's when evil existed. Pero hindi natin pwedeng panghawakan na evil is a necessary existence. It is not. Sabi nga ni Augustine, evil is not a necessity. Evil is the privation of good. Good has always been, but in order for there to be evil, it must be a privation of good, not a necessary existence. Pero sa yin-yang, palaging ganyan ang buhay. Laging opposite existence of opposites. But in reflecting on Taoism, well, una, it elicits respect for the natural place of everything that exists, but unfortunately, including evil. And we do not accept evil as a necessity in creation. But isang matutunan natin sa Taoism, yung paggalang nito kahit sa mga maliliit na bagay. And there is something of that in Christianity. Tandaan natin, Christians duly recognize the place of even the smallest service. For example, in Matthew 10:42, whoever gives one of these little ones only a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, assuredly I say to you, he shall by no means lose his reward. So may paggalang tayo maski sa maliliit na ginagawa. At meron yan sa Taoism, pero on the other hand, sa Christians, it is because when it is done for Christ that it has its value. Pero maging sa pangkalahatan ng buhay, naniniwala rin tayo sa puwang kahit na mga maliliit. Proverbs 13:11. This is good thought for business and for income generation. This honest money dwindles away, but whoever gathers money little by little makes it grow. So, pansinin nyo yung pinag-opposite dyan. Money little by little, opposite that is dishonest money. When we are after the big, the immediate big, it is usually associated with the dishonest. Whereas the honest is usually little by little. Kaya magandang kaisipan to sa mga naghahanap ng pagkakakitaan. But that's something that is a biblical virtue. And then, Christian theology holds God as the absolute. We do not believe in dualism. God alone is absolute. I am the Lord, Isaiah 45 says. And there is no other besides me, there is no God. I equip you, though you do not know me, that people may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none besides me. I am the Lord and there is no other. Siya lang ang Diyos. Kaya hindi ito alternatives ng mga Diyos at hindi rin magkabaligtad na mabuti at masama na palaging nandoon. Ang mabuti lang ang absolute, ang Diyos lamang, ang absolute, not evil. So that's what we believe. And speaking of the way, we believe of course as Christians that there is only one way to God through salvation in Christ. On the top of your handout are the words of Jesus, John 14:6, I am the way, and truth and the truth and the life, no one comes to the Father but by me. And you remember Peter's sermon to the Sanhedrin in Acts 4:12, there is no other name, walang ibang pangalan na ibinigay sa mga tao sa silong ng langit na sukat nating ikaligtas, kundi ang pangalan lamang ng ating Panginoon. And as far as dealing with evil is concerned, our hope is much better than the Taoist. Ang Taoist, ang gusto lang niya ay mabalanse ang buhay. We are looking forward to the time when at the consummation, sa kalubusan, tatanggalin ang lahat ng kasamaan. Just as there was a time when evil did not exist, there will be a time when evil will be no more. And that is when God's purpose has been fulfilled. So Revelation 21 tells us, "And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away." So the way to live out the will of God is by abiding in the Word of God. We do not accept any charm, ritual, formula, magic. The way to live life in the world today for Christians is John 8:31. Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." So it is not a charm, it is not a ritual, it is the truth in the Lord Jesus Christ. So comparison, by way of comparison, the Christian nurtures a much better hope than the Taoist. And as far as life is concerned, our hope in this life is the truth that is based upon the word of the Lord Jesus. Yan ang pinamumuhay ng Kristiyano. Kaya huwag tayong mabulag sa nangyayari sa mga relihiyon na umaasa sa mga anting-anting ritual, formula, mahika, o mga imahin. Ang inaasahan natin ay ang kapangyarihan ng salita ng Diyos na dapat nating siyang ipamuhay. So be thankful for the real hope of final triumph. Our hope is not mere balance of yin and yang. Our hope is complete victory in the Lord Jesus Christ, but only in Christ. Any question? Any thought? Or perhaps you have your experience dealing with Taoists? Jin.
Sir, yung Feng Shui, is it Taoist, ano, part of the Taoist philosophy?
Many Taoists are followers of Feng Shui. So, I'm not sure if it is original with Taoists, but I know that Taoists are fond followers of the Feng Shui.
Kasi po, kaya ako natanong, parang maraming Pilipino yung naniniwala doon kasi na-obstruct daw yung pagpasok ng good dun sa room, for instance, kaya kailangan mo na i-rearrange. Kasi I had an experience na dun sa faculty room sa UPOU, meron dong senior faculty na bago pa lang ako nun sa OU, sabi niya, "Gene, huwag ka uupo dyan," sabi niya. Kasi bad ang Feng Shui dyan. Kasi yung dating nakaupo dyan, hindi na tenure. Isip ko, parang Pinoy siya, respected na person, pero naniniwala siya dun sa mga ganong beliefs. And I believe na marami naman siya pinapaniwala na iba-iba, but I think the influence ng Taoism sa kanya is very strong.
Yan, maraming Pilipino rin ang nagpapa-Feng Shui ng kanilang mga bahay, ng kanilang mga opisina. I came into this news about even the Malacanang ay pinapung Shui because Chris Aquino is a fan follower of Feng Shui. So I know that Taoists, because that will be consistent with their idea of rituals, charms. I just can't say whether it is original with Taoism, but Taoists are fond followers of the Feng Shui. Pero hindi tayo dapat, kagaya ng sinabi ko, wala sa ayos there are good ways of arranging your house interior for practical purposes, pero not for luck or yung mga fortunes na ganun, because that will fall into superstition. Sabi nga nila, pati yung hagdanan mo, kailangan ay sa may pintuan para tuloy-tuloy ang pasok ng blessing. Eh, nadula siya sa hagdan, tuloy-tuloy sa labas. Are there questions or thoughts? Ben, Patrick.
Pastor, clarification lang po. Yung symbol ng yin and yang, not necessarily good versus evil, but anything na opposite.
Polar opposites that can mean good and evil, heaven and earth. Basta everything has opposites, and the way to deal with them is balance them. Yan ang sinasabi nila. But not always good and evil.
Follow up lang po. Kasi po yung symbol nila, yung black, may white na maliit na sa bandang taas. Tapos yung white naman, may black din. Ibig sabihin ba na yung opposites ay hindi din sila pure? May something na component din sila nung other part?
Hindi ko na-research kung ano yung meaning nung dots doon, but baka pampihit lang. Hindi ko talaga alam. I tried to look, but maybe I lack the time to examine that detail. What we can say, maliwanag sa kanila ay life is the struggle of polar opposites. Kaya represented by the yin and yang. Other thoughts? Jim?
Pastor, posible din po na yung mga Christians, some Christians are actually, especially yung Chinese Christians, are practicing some Taoist practices. Kasi I remember when I was studying sa Malaysia, yung mga Chinese Christians doon, pag may sakit ako, sasabihin nila, o dapat mabalance yung hot and cold. So bibigyan nila ako ng pagkain na hot, on ibabalance yun with cold. Or dahil hot yung, yung may lagnat ako, so bibigyan nila. So maybe some Christians are also practicing yung mga Taoist beliefs, but it doesn't make them parang into sin.
Siguro it's possible that there are, you know, old folk medical wisdom dun sa idea ng balansehin yung cold and hot. Not really Taoist, but maybe not. But let us just beware na yung ideas natin ng ganun ay for medical, practical reasons, not for invoking luck or fortune, because that will really fall into superstition. Go ahead.
Good morning po. Actually, I was a visitor ngayon po. Bali, 3 times pa lang po ako naka-attend dito. So, additional lang po dun sa sinabi ni Tita kanina about po dun sa feng shui. Kasi po ang feng shui, it actually nag-aaral din po siya for yin and yang. Yung mag-ibabalance niya din po yung yin and yang, yung positive and negative energy. Kaya ko po nasabi, because my mom is practicing feng shui. Yung po kasing katulad po natin, di ba po yung mga artista, meron silang mga charm, mga bracelets, para po yung mga negative energy, may mga ma-out po yon. Pero po kasi, ang ginagawa po kasi ng mom ko is just an arrangement, yung pong remedy ng mga negative energy to make it positive, para po mabalance yung energy sa loob ng bahay. Pero ang sinasabi rin po ng nanay ko is, nasa tao rin po yon. Nasa tao rin po. Hindi niya inaasahan na yung tao maniniwala dun sa feng shui, dun sa arrangement, but remedy lang po yung arrangement na ginagawa just to balance the yin and yang dun sa bahay. Pero nasa tao rin po yun, yung ikagaganda ng buhay mo. If you're going to make it negative or if you're going to choose the positive way.
Okay, thank you. And ang point rito ay we do not make an accounting of life through unseen energies, whether you call it positive or negative energy. We believe that the virtue of life is in being right with God and in accordance with His will, which primarily means for the sinner to be right with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. So it's not a matter of balancing energies by arrangement of furnitures or arrangement of the interior At hindi rin sa tao lang yun, kundi nasa kalooban ng Diyos. Habang tayo ay nagpapasakop sa kanyang kalooban, and feng shui is, if it is advancing the idea that by arrangement of things or of the interior, positive energies would be tapped, it's deceiving. And we need to change that, because what makes a difference in one's life is whether God will, he is right with God and God is with him, and that is something based upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Tina.
Pastor, malaki na nga po yung naging influence ng, since marami po talaga na sa atin ang mga Chinese. So, yun din pong mga paniniwala nila, especially yung pong Taoist. Ganun na din po. Hindi lang po sa Pinoy, kundi maging sa mga Kristiyano. Kasi yun pong isang na-observe ko lang po din na sa sinasabi din po nila, yung balance of nature eh, yung fire,
water, earth.
And earth. Yun parang binabalance nila yung nature. And at the same time, yun din pong paggamit nila ng mga yung animals na ilalagay mo o yung kung ano pong mga ginagamit nila na yun nga pong mga lucky charms sa bahay, ganun. Ang Panginoon po, ang God of nature, so yung pag-worship po dun sa balances ng nature ay mas dapat nga po na sa totoong Diyos natin i-focus. And then, yung pong mga animals na parang yun yung mga lucky charms, yun pa rin po ay dapat eh, ibalik po natin sa Panginoon. Kahit po prone din po yung mga, may mga Kristiyanong prone po dito dahil yun na po yung parang na, sa ngayon po, di ba, parang in na paniniwala. Pero yun nga po, ibalik po natin sa talagang true source, the true God.
Okay, thank you. And yung ang ingatan natin, there can be quote-unquote Christian forms of believing in charms, luck, except that they may invoke the name of God, they may invoke the Holy Spirit, pero the same, it amounts to the same thing. Kapag iyong in-identify yung blessing in a thing, in a formula, in a chant, in a ritual, it falls into superstition. Diyan pumapasok pa rin yung mga naniniwala pa rin sa holy city, holy place, and we do not believe that. This church building is useful, but we do not call this a holy house of God. The house of God are the people of God, hindi yung building. Sometimes I hear pastors speak of the pulpit as the sacred desk. It's not. It's not sacred. Kaya ito, nagbubutas lang itong isang hindi siya i-spare ng anay dahil sa siya'y pulpit. So in other words, we do not identify the presence or blessing of God with a thing or with a place. It is now through the Holy Spirit and by obedience to His Word. Kaya mag-ingat tayo dun sa Christian form ng lucky charm, kundi ibalik natin sa Panginoon. Remember the words of the apostles when Jesus rebuked the wind and the waves, even the waves and wind obey Him. So it's not anything. Yung mga athletes, mga sports people, very superstitious sa mga yan. Kapag yung isang particular na suot nila ang nagpanalo, may mga ganyan na palaging yun ang isusuot nila sa paniniwalang yun ang magpapanalo. And it's not that. Ben.
Nakarating na po ako dun sa Taoist Temple, sa history class ko before. And I was shocked na nakita ko po yung image ni Christ dun sa temple nila. And then, actually, parang kinoconsider nila as a lesser God. Yung Christ na ginagamit po ng Catholic dun sa ano, that Christ is one of the gods na nagbe-maintain ng balance ng earth. The question is, does it reflect na they do not impose the will of others because they disrupt nun yung naturalness na kung naniniwala tayo na God si Christ, okay lang yun kasi kung i-impose natin na yung God ay iba, sisirain lang yung tao ng world.
O yun, ang kanilang sinasabi nga na, so they will not impose and they will accept the Christian proposition, for example, that Jesus is God, and to them, what's wrong with one more? Diba? Pero sa Christian message, that's not enough. We're not saying that accept our Jesus as one of. We are saying our Jesus is the only one. The only way, the truth, and the life. No one, yan ang sabi ng Panginoon, no one comes to the Father but by Jesus. So it's not Jesus among many, kahit pasab ilagay mo si Jesus as the highest, but still among many, that is not acceptable to us. Because to us, Jesus Christ is the only one. Other thoughts?
Sir, Ike. Curiosity lang, Pastor. What is the rate of spread or acceptance of this Taoism? Kasi like last week, in Sikhism, you mentioned yung kung gaano sila karami. Though, unlike Christians na nag-evangelize or Muslims who coerced, pero yung Sikhism hindi. So is it presumed that Taoism is the same?
Yes,
hindi sila nag-ano?
Taoism is not a converting religion. It spreads by way of generation as well as migration. Hindi siya missionary religion like Christianity or Islam. It is a religion that spreads by generation and by migration and influence, pero hindi conversion. Other thoughts? Susuriin natin kung meron tayong iniisip na swerte. Nasa lingwahe pa rin to ng marami. Kasama mga Kristiyano, iwasan po natin yon. Lucy.
Ano po, Pastor? Karanasan ko lang po to doon sa bahay namin. Kasi po, nung pong binibili ko noon yun, may mga nagsabi po sa akin na huwag mong bilhin yan kasi malas yung bahay na yan. Marami nang, yung isang may-ari dyan ay namatay ang ng anak, sabing ganun. Eh ako naman po sa batang edad ko noon na bilang Kristiyano na po ako noon, 23 years old po, sabi ko sa kanila, hindi ako naniniwala sa mga pamahiin na yan, sa mga pungsoy nila, sabi ko. Kasi mas naniniwala ako sa Panginoong Jesus ko na yun ang aking pinaniniwalaan. Kaya sabi ko, kahit anong sabihin yung malas yan, tuloy ko pa rin pong binili yung bahay. Tapos, sa awa po ng Diyos hanggang ngayon, okay naman po. Wala naman pong nangyari sa akin. Opo. Kaya yun po. Papasalamat po ako sa Panginoon ng patuloy na paggabay niya sa akin doon sa bahay na sinasabi nilang malas daw.
Oh, yun ang isang may pagpapatotoo natin sa mga tao na magsasabing wag yan, malas yan, o yan ang gawin mo, swerte yan. Ipakita natin na hindi yun ang gumagabay sa mga desisyon natin. Isang karanasan ko dyan, the first time I applied for US visa sa American Embassy, napansin ko sa pila, nakaupo yan eh, yung flowing chair. Napansin ko, walang umuupo doon sa pinakaunahan. Yung mga sanay na, hindi talaga umuupo ron. Hindi ko naman maintindihan kung bakit. Pero nung time ko na, di doon ako umupo. And there was a gasp. Hindi raw dapat upuan yun dahil marireject ka. Hindi ko naman alam yun. Ewan ko, kung alam ko, baka hindi ko rin upuan. Pero inupuan ko and then I was given my visa. So, yan yung mga point na may kanya-kanyang pamahiin na huwag kang dapat makibagay. But on the other hand, huwag ka naman basta maging disrespectful sa kanila. Halimbawa, papasok ka sa bahay nila at may tinuturin silang malas tapos sasadyain mong dalhin. That will be offensive to them. Kaya yun naman ang huwag nating gawin. Any other thought?
Pastor, yung meron naman na ginagamit yung pangalan ni Jesus as if parang lucky charm. Halimbawa po, meron siyang narinig na masama balita tapos sasabihin agad, in Jesus' name. Yung po mga ganun. Tapos,
or madalas.
Halimbawa po na nahatching, in Jesus' name. So, or siguro din po yung idea na pag nagamit yung name ni Jesus Christ, lahat ng masama spirito ay magsisil, layuan at lahat ng kamalasan ay mawawala. Parang ganun.
Yeah, and that will be violation of what? Commandment number 3. You shall not use the name of the Lord your God in vain. Ano yung vain? Walang kaisipan, walang katuturan. So, yung gamit ng pangalan ng Diyos sa sneezing, it was an Islamic habit na when they sneeze, they would say, Allahu Akbar, Allah is great, ginaya ng mga Kristiyano. At ngayon, in Jesus' name, sa kung saan-saan na lamang, napanood ko sa documentary kagabi ni Jessica Soho, yung mga sinaniban daw ng espiritu doon sa Davao ba yun, na maya-maya in Jesus' name, hindi naman umaalis. Tapos nag-in Jesus' name doon sa puno, doon daw ang source ng evil spirits. And these are all superstitions that Christians should disassociate themselves from. Kung may evil spirit, hindi yan kailangan nasa puno, baka nasa tabi mo na yan. Pero ang panlaban sa kanila ay, again, kalooban ng Diyos, katotohanan ng Diyos. Ben.
Pastor, can we generalize na Chinese practicing these charms and yung mga rituals na to are Taoist and the hindi nagpa-practice are Confucianist?
No. Tanda na, may mga merging na yan. There are Confucianists who are believers in charms. So, and not all believers in charms are Taoists. Pero ang sinasabi natin, malaganap ito sa Taoism, at kung gagamit tayo ng ganyang kaisipan, ay hunahuhulog tayo sa pamahiin. So we categorize belief in charms, luck, fortunes as superstition. And we should reject all superstitions. Thank you.
Ito rin po ba, Pastor, yung mga nagpo-promote ng horoscopes, ng mga dragon sa symbol, year of the dragon, mga ganyan, year, yung may mga animals per year. Well, kasi unknowingly, minsan may nagko-consult pa sa ganun, kahit Kristiyano na.
Again, Taoists are fond followers of the horoscope, but I can't say whether the horoscope originated with Taoism. And again, horoscope, kapalaran, etc., are among those superstitions that Christians should reject. What defines the direction of life, whether by God's blessing or otherwise, ay by being right with the will of God, not by following a fortune, a horoscope, a fortune telling. Wala sa atin yung mga ganon. Any last thoughts? Jean?
Pastor, na-encourage po ako dun sa patutuon ni Lucy na yung mga nanakot yung kapitbahay. Dun sa case ko naman, yung senior faculty nagsabi na huwag kong i-obstruct yung ng pagpasok ng blessing or ng good things. After 2 or 3 years naman, I got the tenure. Pero ang ginagawa naman niya ngayon, kasi I go home almost 9 o'clock at night. So, alam niyang magtatagal ako, sasabihin niya, may mamaw dyan. May multo dyan. So, parang talagang, yung nandun yung fear in him sa mga ganong bagay. And pinagpipray ko po na siya ay makakilala sa totoong Diyos.
Okay, thank you, Jean. At huwag nga tayong gumaya sa mga ganon. Kumisa, pati mga magulang, yun ang panakot sa anak nila para huwag mong gawin yan, may mumuri. Of course, as Christian parents, first, we do not believe in those things. At pangalawa, the way to make your child obey is apply parental authority, not panakot. So either panakot, bribe, ay wag natin gawin, kundi pasunurin natin. Meron pa? Michelle.
Share ko din po yung dun sa nung lumipat po kami ng bahay. Sabi po nung isa sa sponsor po nung kasal namin, sabi niya, oh, lilipat ka na pala. Magdala ka muna ng bigas, asin, tsaka tubig.
Pampaswerte.
Opo, para daw po, tuloy-tuloy daw yung biyaya. Ang isinagot ko lang po sa kanya, hiyaan niya po, Ninang, na i-ano ko na po sa Panginoon, ipinanalangin ko na po na siya ang mag-provide ng lahat. So, hindi po ako sumunod dun sa ginawa. And then one time po, yung pagsasaboy daw ng asin para sa masamang espiritu, Hindi ko po ginawa ang gumawa po yung kapitbahay ko. Sinabuyan niya po ng asin yung bawat yung bahay dahil pagtatabuy daw po ng masasamang espiritu. Pero sa biyaya po ng Panginoon, ang pagsusustento naman po naman, naman niya po sa amin ay okay po. Salamat po sa Panginoon.
Okay, thank you, Michelle. Gamitin natin yung mga ganung pagkakataon na may magsasabi sa iyo paano ka siswertehin o paano mo iwasan yung malas. Well, una, huwag mong tuyain, huwag mong hamakin yung kanilang paniniwala. We do not want to be contemptuous. But on the other hand, take the opportunity para sabihin mo sa kanya na ang pinaniniwalaan ko ay ang pag-iingat ng Diyos. So, pag sabihin niya, magsaboy ka ng asin, hindi, okay na yung bawang. hindi tayo naniniwala sa mga ganun. Pati yung pagsasaboy ng bigas para sa swerte. Eh, kung magbibigay siya sa akin ng sako ng bigas, tatanggapin ko. Pero yung paswerte-swerte o pang-iwas ng malas, gamitin natin yung pagkakataon na sabihin natin, iba yung ating pinaniniwala ang pinanggagalingan ng pagpapala. Meron pa? Yes, go ahead.
Sa na-observe ko po sa mga nagsasalita po aside po sa akin, kasi po naniniwala nga po ko din sa mga katulad na sinasabi ni Michelle, yung sa mga asin-asin, mga ganun. Pero po sa naririnig ko po sa kanila, siguro po from now on, ang gagawin ko na lang po is, imbes po na maniwala sa mga ganung mga superstitions or sa mga mahina ganun, mas paniwalaan ko pa po yung sarili ko na naniniwala ako sa Diyos na siyang tutulong at gagawa po ng lahat para sa para po sa pamilya ko. Kasi yun po yung na-observe ko sa kanila. Yun lang po.
Okay, thank you. That's very good. Ang naririnig mo ay yung expression ng paniniwala na ang nag-determine ng blessing or otherwise is not horoscope, not destiny, not luck or malas, kundi ayon sa kalooban ng Diyos na inilagay niya sa atin sa pamamagitan ng pagiging being right with God through the Lord Jesus Christ and obedience to His word. So with that thought, let us close in prayer. Maraming salamat, dakila naming Diyos, sa mga napag-aralan namin tungkol sa relihiyon ng Taoism. At dito nga ay nakikita namin ang kabulagan sa relihiyon na hindi nakikita ang kalubusan ng tunay na Diyos na nagpahayag sa pamamagitan lamang ng Panginoong Hesukristo. Naway gamitin namin ang pagkakataon ding ito upang makita namin na ang siyang nagpapasya ng buhay ay hindi ang kapalaran, hindi ang swerte o malas o ano pa mang mga pamahiin. Tanggalin nawa namin sa aming sistema ng paniniwala at ugali ang pag-asa sa swerte o pagkatakot sa malas kung hindi naniniwala kami na ang lahat ay ayon sa iyong kapasyahan bilang soberanong Diyos. At ang hinihingi mo sa mga alagad ay ang sumunod sa kalooban mo na nakapahayag sa iyong salita. At ang panawagan sa mga makasalanan ay ang kilalanin ang tanging Panginoon at tagapagligtas na si Jesucristo. Ito nawa ang maging bigat sa aming puso para sa mga nabubulagan sa kanilang reliyon. At huwag kaming manghamak, kundi magkaroon kami ng kahabagan na ang kininamin ang pagliligtas ni Jesucristo sa bawat sumasampalataya. Turuan mo rin kaming magsuri ng aming sarili kung saan maaring daladala pa rin namin ang ganung pag-iisip. If we are still saddled with superstitions and other such ways of thinking, help us, Lord, to mortify all these things and to only believe that You are the sovereign God from whom comes blessing. And we pray that we may seek it only through obedience to Your word. So be with us in the application of all these things. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen.